How do you feel now that this incident appears to have been somewhat resolved?
I'd say it's been a huge feeling of relief for multiple reasons. I think there probably isn't a person in town who hasn't wanted to move past this. I am looking forward to being able to have the community discussions that everybody has, I think, been wanting to have for a long time, even before this incident. And lastly, I really want to give kudos to Barb Chambliss, who has been quietly pursuing a restorative justice path for a while and was successful in getting a conversation between Chief Wilson and Mr. Francisco. And to me, that is the icing on the cake that the case is also closed.
You mentioned an apology in this message. Can you talk about what you and the trustees want to apologize for?
Well, the reason this is from me is because it's an apology by me, not by the trustees, because I really don't think the trustees have anything to apologize for about the event. I mishandled the communication, particularly with the trustees. I think there are a lot of variables in the incident that we'll all evaluate and decide, you know, this could have been done differently, this could have been handled differently, and that will come. But what I was comfortable doing right away is saying, I should have communicated this better. There are other things I wish would have happened, but certainly my communication of it right off the bat deserves an apology.
Talk some more about the sort of investigation into the incident and how the town wants to take a look at police policies in Carbondale.
Back in, might have been September, I signed the Obama Reimagining Policing Pledge. And clearly our board is fully behind evaluating all aspects of community policing, especially now that we have a new police chief. So we had every intention of doing that right away, but COVID and Chief Wilson just getting his feet under the ground delayed it. I will say that I think the discussion is going to be that much richer with a specific example that we can look to and say what worked and what didn't work. And so I look forward to that. Those discussions are going to be led by a facilitator, a third-party facilitator, Michael Kinsley, who a lot of people know. And my hope is that it's a very strong two-way communication between the community and our police department and the town in general.
Do you plan on working with the people of color community during these conversations?
Absolutely. We've talked about, for us, that's largely the Latino community. And I think with everything we're doing now, we're really trying to rethink and look through a different lens of how we can better engage them in that discussion.
And what do you think that might look like?
I don't think we have this long track record of saying this is what's worked. But what seems to work really well is having stakeholders engaged that can tap their network. And rather than us trying to simply announce the event or trying to engage a community that we really don't have day-to-day ties with, really bringing in stakeholders and asking them to engage the community on our behalf. Valley Settlement is a great example.
When can the community expect to hear about these meetings or these community events?
I'd say pretty soon. I wish I would have checked in with Chief Wilson. I think he's chomping at the bit to have them, but we wanted to wait for the case to be closed. And so we first wanted to get these press releases out, and now we can focus on scheduling those forums. There's nothing holding them up now.
Anything else you'd like to add about your message and this particular process for this incident?
I appreciate the community's patience. I know it's been extremely frustrating for a lot of people. I think the process played out as it needed to. I don't think there was any intentional delay So unfortunately, it took a long time, but I'm pleased. And again, I really want to give a shout out to Barb Chambliss, who I think helped bring closure to it, but is also going to be instrumental moving forward with the entire restorative justice process.
Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Amy.